you seem to be getting more and more comfortable giving LeGarrette some touches. What makes him such a good fit for what you guys are trying to do?
Well, LeGarrette, you know, he's done a nice job with his opportunities both in practice and in the games, and that started back in the preseason. You know, we knew when we got him, he had been a guy that had been a productive back before, and, you know, he runs hard, has deceptive speed, as we've seen a few times already this season. I think once in the preseason in Philadelphia, and then again the other night against Atlanta. He's got good quickness and vision. He's just a good runner. He's a good football player, and you know, he fits well, fits in well with our backs. Does a nice job of blitz pickup too when that's come up when he's been in there. So you know, just a guy that's shown you know, that he'll take his opportunities and do the most with them.
Hey Josh, how would you sort of sum up the style of the Bengals defense? And sort of a piggybacking off that, Geno Atkins at defensive tackle, who's a good comparable for him in terms of his disruptiveness?
Well, the defense as a whole, first of all, is extremely well coached. Coach Zimmer does a great job, always has. This is one of the most difficult preparations that we have any year, going into a game against a defense that he and Marvin, you know, both have their hands in, and I think you know, they present you with some scheme issues, you know, and some of their creative blitz packages. They've always done a good job with that, but I think they really have solid players and disruptive players at all three levels, and I think that to me is, you know, a big challenge anytime you play a defense that's got playmakers or guys that can create turnovers at all three levels of the defense. That always presents a big challenge for your offense, because you have to do a good job of, you know, first of all, taking care of the line of scrimmage against this team, because this is a really disruptive front. Did a great job, you know, creating negative plays in a running game, penetrating, getting in the backfield. The two defensive ends that start, Dunlap and Johnson, they do a really good job on the edge, force the ball inside a lot. And then Atkins and Pico are very good players inside, certainly. The linebacking core, you know, they've got a lot of guys that, you know, that I'm familiar with. And then the Burfict kid that, you know, he's doing a great job playing, you know, with Maluga and Harrison in there. And they've created turnovers. They do a good job of getting to the ball and tackling. They're all good blitzers, and they use them all in different ways. So, you know, the front seven as a whole is a very active group. The secondary itself, they've got some veteran players back there that that really are all distinguished in their own right. I think Leon Hall is a very, very good corner, moves inside and plays inside of the nickel. I think he's very talented, does a great job of finding the ball. It's hard to beat him in man-to-man coverage. Reggie Nelson, back there in the deep part of the field, is a very active reader of the quarterback, and got to make sure he did a good job of controlling him. He's also a very good blitzer. They bring him down there, and they don't do it a lot, but when they do, it's usually at the right time. You know, and then, you know, Newman's a real solid veteran player. Adam Jones, same thing. I mean, they've really got a good group back there. They complement the front seven very well. And a lot of these guys have played together for a while, so they understand the scheme that Coach Zimmer asks them to play in, and they do it very well.
Josh Price here. One, I was wondering what you've liked about Kendrell Tompkins thus far during the first four games.
KT comes to work every day, puts in a full day's work, does a great job of learning and soaking in all the information that we try to give him. Studies his opponent, has really done a nice job of earning the respect and admiration of his teammates and coaches. He just goes to work and keeps his mouth shut and improves every week, and then goes out there and makes plays on game day, which is ultimately the most important thing that we need him to do. So when his number's been called, he's just consistently improved and produced for us, and his goal every week is to get better, and hopefully we can continue to help him do that.
And the other part is that both Tompkins and Dobson have shown some inconsistency with actually making the catch. There's been a number of drops for both guys, and how do you handle that as a rookie, and is that just part of the learning curve?
Well, I think that anytime there's a missed opportunity in the passing game, there's always things that anybody could do better, and some of those things have been, could have been a miscommunication. There's not been a lot of those, but that could be part of it. I'm sure Tom will always say he can put it in a better spot sometimes, and that may be true at times. And then we just got to finish the plays, that are there to be made. And I think they're doing a better job each week. They're really working hard on trying to become a complete player. And again, as a rookie, we know that that's there's a lot to ask of those guys. And many times they're playing against a lot of the players and a lot of the schemes that they're playing against for the very first time. So we're asking a lot of them. I think they're doing a good job of coming in and helping us move the ball and score points. And ultimately, that's what we're going to need from them going forward.
Josh, you talked about the Bengals defense, especially the guys up front. Let me give you a chance to brag on some of your guys that usually don't get a whole lot of the attention or credit, if you'd like. The offensive line, I know they didn't give up a sack on Sunday in Atlanta. So how would you kind of describe their play the first quarter of this season?
I think the line, certainly they've played a lot of snaps together. And, it's a veteran group, and I think they work real hard to give us a great opportunity in the running game each week and play physical and try to establish that style of play for us. And I'd add the tight ends and the fullback into that mix as well. I think they always take a lot of pride in protecting the passer and giving our quarterback the opportunity to step up and throw the ball. And certainly there's definitely areas on every aspect of our offense that we can improve and get better at. But I thought they did a decent job on the whole of trying to do the things we've asked them to do and do them well. And the other night, I think they acquitted themselves very well.
I mean, anything that as you look ahead to Sunday, I mean, I know you went through the Bengals defense. Anything that stands out to you among the rest in terms of, whether it's a blitz percentage or they a heavier blitzing defense than you normally see? I know you mentioned a little bit of Zimmer's approach.
Yeah, no, not really. It'll be a great atmosphere. It always is when you play there. So that'll be a great challenge for us to play on the road again. This is a complete defense. They really present challenges at all three levels. They got good players. Like I said, their scheme, but they know how to play it, and it's one that I would say we've seen some of the elements of it from Miami with Coach Coyle there, and so this is certainly a defense that's going to challenge you in many areas, and they're doing a good job, and we're going to have our work cut out for us. There's no question about it.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Josh.
You got it. Thanks, guys.